When raising a Pacifico beer with friends you just met turns into hitting up their friend's local art show, getting inspired to create something together, and painting your first mural, you found what was waiting for you. Pacifico. Life's waiting. 21 plus only. Discover responsibly. Pacifico Clara Beer. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Right here, just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children. I'm
wow.
Up here.
I'm up here.
I'm down here.
Remember that song in Phantom of the Opera where he's like, come to me, angel of music. And you're like, it's like a drone. He's like, Christine. Oh, no. I like love that part.
What are you singing?
Phantom of the Opera.
You know, I've never seen it.
Oh, that's a shame. You're kidding.
No, I really haven't.
Get out.
Is it good?
Get out of here. You've never seen it.
I swear.
I'm throwing myself off a bridge. Is it good? It's amazing. It's a classic. My sister and I always sing it when I'm home.
I know the one song.
Which one?
The Phantom of the Opera is...
Yeah.
I guess I don't know it, but... The one that's like that.
I'm trying to think. I like the part. She has a friend who's an alto, and it's like
a friend
Christine.
That's an alto. That's
she has a friend who's like her friend who's like, it looks like you're in your room a lot talking to your mirror. I think you're talking to the guy who lives here whose face was burnt. And she's like, Christine, you must have been dreaming. Stories like that can't come true. Christine, you're talking in riddles, and it's not like you.
Wait, who's
so
Christine?
You hear her, and then Christine is like, angel of music. She's like,
the lead's name is Christine?
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't expect that.
She has, she's, talk about soprano. That girl, she does that part where she's like,
well, I was.
It's just like scales.
I auditioned for it, the role
of Christine.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. So you know that it's.
They said I sang too high.
That couldn't be.
They said that I was too high. I was a.
You're too high.
I mean, I must. They said you're clearly too high to be here. I thought they meant singing, but they could have.
Oh, they could have meant
that I was high on drugs also,
because
that was also the case.
Both of it adds up.
It was a walk-in kind of thing.
Yeah, I would definitely get Christine's friend.
Christine
for sure.
Baranski.
The friend role, the alto, the daughter of the like teacher.
And she's like, I have to live with a ghost and a girl and they're together, but I'm not allowed to be part of it.
Yeah, it's a minimal part. Minimal. She's just like a little bit at the beginning. And then like every now and again is like, Christine, I'm worried. And then that's it. Like she's in, she's out.
And is Christine like, bitch, you don't know me.
Christine's scared. Christine has this guy who loves her almost immediately, which we love for her. Of course, the soprano, because they summered together and he's like, wow, she grew up gorgeous. And now I'm fully invested. But Christine seems scared because she does. She seems a little scared.
Wait, is he dead?
You don't even know the story? Oh my gosh.
I thought the Phantom was about a ghost.
No, he was in the fire. There was a fire. So half of his face, maybe body, face, whatever, is burnt. So people are afraid to look at him. So he hides in the shadows and in the like, he has a cave in the basement with a moat, which doesn't make sense, but that's the system.
How did they get that on Broadway?
They had water on the stage.
Whoa.
Or it's like fog. They have fog. You know how they do it. And so, because at one point he like puts her in a trance. That's the part I was singing earlier. That's like, come to me, angel. That's the trance part. And that's when her boyfriend's like, Christine, wait, angel. And he's trying to find her. And then they
come
go down to the cave area.
Children, I'll take thee away. I sing
it's
that to my nephew.
To that. Oh.
As a lullaby.
That's beautiful. It is a lovely song. I'm sure he likes it. I don't know why he would object, you know, to gorgeous music. But yeah, it's so, but you should watch Phantom of the Opera.
Wait, so how does it end? Does he kill her?
No. Oh my God, no. The boyfriend person and Christine get out and the Phantom like lets her go. It's interesting. And they don't kill him. That's like the mercy.
Wait, so she doesn't fall in love with him?
The Phantom? No.
What the fuck? What's the lesson?
I think the lesson is don't judge a book by its cover.
But do you run in the other direction and get out as soon as you can?
Well, I don't know if he... I think the other part of the lesson is like, hey, Phantom, like, no... I think that you maybe are saying like, oh, your life is over, but like it's not. And you're still a great
music
teacher.
But we are
leaving. Well, because for many reasons. One is I feel like she was a little bit of a prisoner there. And now she found a really hot husband to live and hang out with.
Hmm.
So I don't know if she wants to.
I got to say I'm on Team Phantom here.
Are you really?
It's like
it's a hot take, Chris.
It sounds like Beauty and the Beast, but
you know what? It is very similar to Beauty and the Beast.
If you could be the Disney princess in any stage adaptation or live movie adaptation of any Disney film.
Oh my God.
This is, first of all,
thank you for the opportunity. Okay. Okay.
And we can also include like any Disney character. It doesn't have to be.
Oh, I like that. Okay. Part of me, I'm not going to lie to you. Lion King has got some bops that I love a musical number like that. You know what I'm saying? And
I don't want to say I would be in that.
If you think I wouldn't be the absolute funniest bird you've ever seen, you're crazy. Whatever his name is, that's like, okay, let's go back to our parents and not do what we were doing. Like what? I forget all of his lines.
In the movie, in the new movie, he's
the stressed out bird.
He's voiced by what's his name? Oh my God, I know his name like my own, and so do you.
Well, who?
Comedian. He has John Oliver.
See that? I could see me absolutely crushing that. Okay, so that's
and Billy Eichner was Puma. We could have killed that role. We could have.
Timon and Pumbaa. We could do great with that.
Right? Oh no, maybe. Well, you could have been the bird and I could have still been Pumbaa.
Yeah, well, I could have also been Timon, so I could be with you, but whatever. I'll be by myself.
And some good songs.
That's what I'm trying to say. So that would be really fun.
Our song would be Hakuna Matata.
Let's do it. Let me see if I know it. It's like, well, I know
the chorus. Hakuna Matata.
Yeah.
What a wonderful phrase.
Uh-huh.
Hakuna Matata. Ain't no passing craze, right?
Yeah.
It means no worries for the rest of your days. It's your something free. So maybe we would have to study a bit.
Okay. I like the beginning too when it's like, when I was a young warthog.
When he was a young warthog.
Yeah, Yeah, Timon, Pumbaa, very nice, or whatever. The point is, if we had a little time to practice, we would nail that. Okay, so would love to be in that, would literally adore it. I could see myself also, listen, I'm not going to lie to anybody here. I'd love to play somebody evil.
Oh my God, me too. I was going to say, I would either, choice A, Cruella DeVille.
Yeah.
Choice B, Ursula.
Yeah, Ursula's pretty great.
But now we just had these skinny hoes coming to play these roles. Did you see the new live 101 Dalmatians?
No. Did you?
Cruella
with who?
Emma Stone is Cruella DeVille.
No, I'm not going to watch that. I'm already upset about it.
She's about 20 years too young.
Yeah, and not what I want to see. So I'm refusing to watch that, obviously. And I forget what movie I was watching. Was it The Emperor's New Groove or something like that, where the evil woman in it is so skeletal? It's like she's literally like skinny, skinny, humongous eyes, four eyelashes. I'm like, wait, like she looks sick. And you know what? I'm just sick of everybody being that cartoonishly skinny. I'm like, what happened here?
Well, at least she's evil.
Yeah, but I just don't understand why anyone's being represented that way. I guess she's evil.
You're talking about the cartoon, though, right?
Yeah, it's a cartoon.
I mean, They often make cartoons. Look at Ursula. They made her a big fat bitch.
I know. I know they did. I know they did.
Did you know that Ursula was supposed to be a drag queen and that's who she was based on?
No.
Yeah. Divine.
That was one of my biggest issues with Matilda on Broadway. They had Miss Hannigan played by a man.
Miss Hannigan?
Oops. Sorry, I'm Miss Trunchbull.
You're mixing up your orphans.
I really am. Miss Trunchbull played by a man.
I know, that was an interesting choice. See, I do think Ursula like played that. By a man is good because it was... that's why who it was written for. Like, they based it on Divine, the drag queen, the original role of Ursula.
Yeah. I'm not for that. I'm really not. Because the only time that we cast men as women is when they're powerful. And I don't like that. Because I'm like, a woman can be powerful.
Not always. Look at the mother in
Hairspray.
Hairspray.
Right. But that's like kind of now at this point. Tradition, and I think,
well, same thing, it was based on the same drag queen, but I don't, here's my, this is my argument, there's no rules in the world for a drag queen.
Why couldn't we write one though?
Well, I'm just saying there aren't any, so unless I write it for myself,
right,
which is my life story.
I mean, same. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm just, because I yeah, I guess that's the part I struggle with, only because
I'm like, I don't want to play a man.
Right. So then, but then why can't it just be a female part? Why does it have to be?
Well, I do think they haven't cast Ursula as a man.
They what?
They haven't cast Ursula as a man in like anything. Like in the live thing, it was Rebel Wilson.
Oh, wow. Was it?
Yeah. And then it was, I think Queen Latifah.
Oh, cool. I don't know.
But it's such a fun role.
No,
it doesn't
so
cost
fun.
Much. Just your voice.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I really don't know. I think about musicals sometimes and I think about like, wow, look at this musical and it has a female lead. And then I'm like, but it has all male, like Newsies. I'm like, who the heck? Newsies? Like there are so many musicals that are just all men.
Oh, I know. See, that's my plight because I'm a man technically, but we all know I'm not getting an audition for Newsies.
Same here. Yeah, no one's getting an audition for Newsies here. So I don't know. It makes you think.
They'll be like, there is a fat neighbor who is, you only see her from the eyes up.
It's the eye up, but it's pretty important part.
We were just going to use the stage manager who's going to sit there anyway.
Yeah, we were going to save a little money, but I don't know. It could be great for you.
It could be good for your reel if you didn't want to get paid.
Well, do you mind screaming, get off my lawn? Can we just see how that plays?
Get off my goddamn lawn!
Okay, but no, a little less. A little less.
Get off my lawn, please.
Okay, now we're talking. That's wonderful. And have you ever
stage
managed
stay
before?
Off, could you please step off the lawn?
Perfect. Wonderful.
Sorry, excuse me. Could you?
You don't need to say it again. Thank you.
Okay. I was just showing that I...
No, that was really, really great. For notes. A little bit, I thought I was actually standing on your lawn.
Well, you are. I live in the basement.
Next. Sorry. We have to keep going.
Okay. Great. Did I get the stage management position or?
We're probably going to go with nepotism.
Oh, okay, great.
Thank you, though, for understanding.
Okay, back to craft services it is.
Yes.
Jesse, how the hell are you?
Can I tell you something? I bought rollerblades.
Oh, no.
Yesterday, because one of my besties is living in my building now, and she was like, I have rollerblades. I want a rollerblade, and I'm like, I have to buy rollerblades. And now I'm like, am I about to be like a rollerblading kind of bad bitch?
Have you rollerbladed before?
First of all, famously, I used to rollerblade when I was a child. I was pretty good. And now it's really hot to have roller skates because they're like everywhere. They're like $300 and they're adorable. But the brake is in the front and it has like four wheels, two next to each other. So I don't understand how anyone's roller skating well, okay, like on the street. So as much as I wanted to be adorable, I was like, let's be honest, if I'm going to be cruising, which I want to be, I got to get rollerblades. So I got rollerblades, which has the brake in the back, just like it was when I was a kid. And I'm like, ready to rock.
Are you scared?
I don't think I'm that scared. I'm hoping it'll come back. I did buy pads as well, you know, elbow pads, wrist pads, knee pads, in case I take a tumble, and a helmet, obviously. But, you know, this is what I think is so interesting about me a majority of the time. Like, in my head, I'm like, it's going to come right back to me. I'm going to rollerblade like I've been doing it my whole life.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you not, you're not afraid of, like, doing it in the city?
I don't think so. Like, when it comes to being on a bike or rollerblades, like, a bike, I feel like I'm higher and I have way less control when it comes to things. But rollerblading, I feel like I have way more control. I also don't see myself necessarily in the street. I see myself more on the sidewalk.
Be careful.
I refuse.
That's what I'm going to say. Be careful. Or go to, like, the park. Go to, like, Prospect Park has quite the, quite
rollerblade.
The roller rink.
A brink.
They have a roller rink.
Yeah. You don't think I'm going to be good at it?
I think you'll be amazing at whatever you put your mind to.
I don't believe you, but thank you. And I do think I will be good at it. And I will take pictures and videos, so you can see. But yeah, I'm going to be a badass roller derby bitch.
What if you got into roller derby?
I could see myself doing that. I will say that.
Really?
This is why. First of all, I do feel like I have a lot of pent up aggression right now. And yeah. So if you told me go into that circle and push a bitch, I would. Now, the problem is
when the bitch pushes back.
It's when the bitch pushes back. I'm not saying that part. I'd be like, ow, or like, whoa, she's violent. But it still does sound like fun to me.
I bet it is fun.
Yeah, I bet it's fun.
But I also bet it's dangerous.
I know. And I do bruise like a peach.
Famously.
Famously. So I could see myself walking around and people being like, what the hell happened to her?
But then you would just be like, roller derby.
Yeah. And then somebody would be like, wow.
Like, I feel like it's an impressive thing.
I think it is, too. Especially nowadays when it feels like nobody has hobbies or, like, everyone's sick of their hobbies, you know?
When someone's like, what are your hobbies? I'm always like...
I know.
What?
Watching candles. What do you mean?
I'm like, a hobby?
Watching candles burn. Yeah. A hobby.
Like, the fuck do I look like? A hobby. I'm an
adult.
Did
you just call me a hobbit, sir? Because I will come for you.
I'm like, I'm an adult man.
Yeah, I don't have hobbies.
My allergies, speaking of hobbies,
yeah,
are so brutal.
They're not, you know, coming in easy for anybody. They're coming in aggressive.
I wake up not breathing every day.
Ooh, yeah, that's not a great start to the day.
No.
This morning I slept like a log. I was going to get up really early because I was like, seize the day, carpe diem. And then my body was like, bitch, what are you, crazy? We're not getting up.
Yeah. I hate waking up.
I also do. It's not a fun time for anybody. Winnie's always like, why aren't you getting up? And I'm like, Winnie, come on.
My new schedule, I'm going to have to get up at 5:45 every day.
Whoa, baby. Wow. That's early.
Yeah.
Sun's up and so are you.
I don't even know if 5:45? The sun is up. Is the sun up?
5:45?
Is the sun up?
I don't think so. I mean, I haven't spoken to the sun in a while, but I don't think the sun's up then.
What time does the sun get up?
Like
8?
Maybe 6? 8? No, it's got to be 6.
6:30? Depends on the time, I guess, the day.
And I guess the time zone, does it rise earlier in the...
I don't know.
How does the sun work? Anybody?
Does anyone know how the sun works?
Let us know, because we just guess. Wow. That's early. Well, you're about to be a morning.
No, the thing is, I won't be. I'll do it.
Yeah.
But I'll be miserable.
Well, that sounds like a fun time.
When I was a young warthog. I'll do that every morning.
That's a good idea. My
roommate in college used to wake up to the same song every morning.
What song?
But it was actually like, do you know the song Pretty Girl Rock?
No.
I'll play the beginning because this is what I would hear every morning. And it was honestly a really good way to wake up.
Okay.
And listen to the first words she says because she says my name.
Now, what's your name?
My name is Carrie. I'm so very fly. Oh my, it's a little bit scary.
Isn't that a fun way to wake up?
So fun.
I want to try to...
I love that.
I want to try to make it my alarm. I don't know how to do it anymore.
I don't know. Oh, I think you do... You have to download the song and then... I forget. I could also see myself waking up to that song that's like, get up a little after 10. I'll just pretend I'm in Legally Blonde literally every morning.
Well, that's this because this song, my name's Fat Carrie. I'm so very fat. Oh, yeah. My. I mean, she doesn't say fat, but.
That's so cool.
Shut up. You don't think it's cool.
I think it's very cool. I like that. I like a song that, let me see what. The problem is you normally end up hating that song that you choose. Just know that.
Well, the thing is, I did wake up to it every day for a year.
That's what I'm trying to say. And then it can be like, hold on, I'm trying to find, what are the songs that I, oh, I guess literally none. Oh, no, that couldn't have been what I did.
What did you
Jesus.
Do?
Jesus. Well, one of the songs is Leaving on a Jet Plane. I'm like, I did not wake up to Leaving on a Jet Plane.
I'm leaving on a jet plane. Maybe you did it when you had a flight.
Maybe I did it when I had a flight. I had that one song that has a frog on the cover, which is an interesting way to describe it. And I know that, but I'm trying to remember what it's called. It's like very pump up. It's a real pump up song.
It has a frog?
It has a frog. But the problem is I loved the song until I started turning against it because every time I heard it, I was like, get up, get up, get up.
Mm.
That's what I'm saying. It becomes like kind of negative because I would only hear that when I had to get up. So then when I was out and it would play, I'd be like, you better get up.
It's time to get up.
Like, Jesse, relax.
Get up.
Right. That's what I'm trying to say. Wait, let me see if I can find it. You know what? God, if there's ever a day or a moment that I know a song or can find a song when I want to.
We should have a segment called Jesse Finds a Song.
That would be a really funny segment for all of us because I hate myself when I can't find a song, which is all the time.
I'm coming.
Get out a little after 10. Have you been watching the Demi Lovato doc?
No.
I found it. Okay, this is embarrassing now that I did find it.
I'm nervous.
But this is a song I used to wake up to. I like to move it. You like to
move it. Elise, a friend of ours, is getting married, and she jokingly said she was going to walk down the aisle to Who Let the Dogs Out.
That's fun.
Who let the dogs out? Do you know what that song's about?
Who? No. Oh, God. What?
When the ugly women get to the club.
Stop it.
That's what it's about.
Shut your face.
It's about the hour.
How dare you say
that? It's like when you're at the drunk hour where they don't care and will start sleeping with the ugly women.
Okay. I'm going to say something right now. That's really
I didn't
mean.
Write the song. Do I look like one of the Baja men? I didn't write the song.
I don't even understand that. Who let the dogs out? They're saying unattractive women come to the club late at night.
Yeah.
Okay. No.
They're saying like the time that the unattractive women get there.
You know what? I hate men in that song now.
Well, I knew you would.
That's so horrific.
I think that's what it's about.
I don't like that.
Who let the dogs out lyrics? Let's look them up.
Oh, God. That's just terrible. It's terrible that I've gone dancing. I've danced to that. That must be a real funny thing for the guy who wrote it. That's
oh
upsetting.
My God.
What?
When the party was nice, the party was bumping. Hey, yippee-i-yo. And everyone having a ball. Hey, yippee-i-yo. I tell the fellas, stop the name calling. Hey, yippee-i-yo. Then them girls respond to the call. I hear a woman shout out, who let the dogs out? Who? Maybe it's about the boys?
Yeah.
I don't know. But there's also, a doggy is nothing if he don't have a bone. All a doggy hold your bone. All doggy hold it. All doggy is nothing if he doesn't have a bone. Get back, you fee-infested mongrel.
Okay. Is that in the song?
Yeah. I see a little speedboat head up our coast. She really want to skip town. Get back, fluffy. Back, scruffy. Get back, you flea-infested mongrel.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck?
I'm not happy, Chris.
No.
I'm not happy.
Well, I don't know that anyone ever thought Who Let the Dogs Out was like a poetic haiku.
I guess I kind of thought it was like who let, like, you know, like we're crazy now. Like who let? Like I thought it was like exciting, like who let them out? We did. like a powerful thing,
ballad.
As opposed to a ballad.
Well, I hate to break it to you.
Well, you already broke it.
I did.
To me. So
I did.
That's exciting.
That's exciting.
Should we go to a better place?
Let's go to, do we want to go to a better place? Do we want to do improv or do we want to do a movie?
A movie. But we'll do improv in it.
Okay, let's do a movie, but you have to start.
Okay, I'll start it. Guys, it's time for
the Hallmark Movie of the Week.
Okay, picture this. We're in an auditorium, okay? And we hear the sounds of, well, a song, okay? And we hear, yeah, we hear, it's who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Now we hear the voices. We start to see a close up of one conductor and another conductor. Okay. One leading the altos and the sopranos, and one leading the tenors and the bass. Okay, they're saying, "Give me decrescendo and crescendo, decrescendo and crescendo. Give it more."
Wow, okay? Those two conductors must be in sync.
They are. Okay,
I've never heard of two conductors before.
I know, it's very rare. They're doing the thing where they have their back to each other and they're almost rotating. There are so many children in this choir. Okay. Mm. So they're rotating around, they're rotating. And they get to the end and it's a standing ovation. The kids clap. They go back to the choir room and the directors are like, "What an amazing performance. You guys, that was incredible. You're going to crush in 2 weeks when we head to nationals, okay? And we're going to really stick it to everybody. We're the best in North Carolina, okay?"
Mm.
And then all of a sudden, the principal's like, "Can I talk to you two for a second?" And we're like, "Sure." Yeah, to us. And we're like, "I bet we're going to get a raise."
This better be about the raise.
I think it's about the raise. Or like, I'm hoping that they did agree to the new stage we wanted to the competition.
Yeah. Also, I did put in a expense report for our gowns.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, no, that's definitely deductible. So the principal's like, "Okay, guys, that was really, really incredible.
Thank you.
But I have been crunching the numbers with you know, the faculty and a couple of the parents who, you know, run the choir." And
sorry, crunching numbers?
Yeah, just going over some of the numbers for the budget and stuff, because you guys, we're way over. We're way over.
Way over what? Budget?
The budget.
Whitney Houston never had a budget.
Right. And this is elementary school choir. Not that this isn't important. Of course it is. You know that we really value the choir. It's just that.
So what? We can't get the gowns? We can't get the trim? This is ridiculous. I refuse to direct a chorus without my gold-trimmed diamond gown.
Okay, right. So nationals is in a month. And, you know, you've gotten the choir to a really great spot. The parents feel like they can take it from here.
Nationals is in 2 weeks. You don't even care.
This is your notice, is what I'm saying.
Of
we
what?
We have to let you go. We have to let you both go.
What? Is there an ultimatum?
Were you at that concert? It was great.
Wait, is there an ultimatum or we're just fired?
Okay. Well, so.
Because if we're fired in 2 weeks, I'm just leaving now.
Right. No,
I'm going to get on the Kesha cruise.
I hear you.
My buddy Anastasio said he got tickets to the Kesha concert, so I'm going to go if I'm fired now.
Hey, okay, you guys, what I'm saying is...
Just say it, you pipsqueak. My God.
Fine. We got a lot of money from the correctional juvenile facility, and they said if we could send the choir directors that we have there, they would... To juvenile hall.
Wait, what? So you're sending us to jail?
No, we're sending you to be the choir directors at juvenile hall.
Oh my God.
Wait.
Like Sister Act?
Starting immediately.
Like Sister Act 3?
Kind of. A lot like Sister Act 3.
Those kids weren't in juvenile hall, though. They had a passion for singing.
Okay, well, I never saw Sister Act 3, so I don't even really fully know.
Sister Act 3 doesn't exist.
Well, then, don't you look like a fool.
Oh, my God. Okay, so we're going to juvenile hall, so I guess I won't be wearing my gold trim.
Do we even get the gowns that we ordered?
Yeah, what the fuck?
No, we're returning those. We never even put in the order. And let me say this really quickly. I don't like people that are planning to fire you and are already making moves and then pop it in on you. So because of that, you're fired to me.
Yeah, so fuck off. But... Yeah. We do still need the money, so we probably should take the job.
Yeah, we're going to take the job, but we're upset about it.
All right, when's the limo getting here to take us?
There's an officer outside.
An officer?
Yeah, you're going to ride in his car, cop car.
Are we or are we not arrested? This feels as though we're not going on our own free will.
I know, it does feel like we are, but it is. It's just they don't have other cars to bring you guys.
How did
but
the employees get there?
One of you can sit in the front.
Okay, great.
Okay, so we're both upset.
I'll let you take the front seat. I feel like you can't mentally handle sitting in the back of a cop car.
Thank you for knowing that. It is true.
I've been here before.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Don't bring that up, especially if we're going to work with kids.
This was when I was a kid and I was stealing.
Oh, again. Oh, that'll help you relate to the kids.
Of course I can relate. I probably have some kids in there.
Don't say that.
It was a wild, listen, my 20s, wild.
Wow. Okay, I can only imagine. So we got outside, we're like looking for this cop car, and there's this cop, you could say, leaning against the car, and we're walking over. He's like, I don't know, conventionally, I guess, attractive.
Is he leaning or is he sitting? He's such a giant.
That's the thing, is it's like he is leaning and I'm like, okay, that's like a normal average, like 5'8", 5'9", height man.
That car's a Hummer.
But wait, that car's a Hummer. And then when he stands up straight, I'm not kidding you, Chris. It's like the Hummer, the top of the Hummer, and then a Hummer is what? I mean, if you look at a Hummer,
I think a Hummer is about 6 foot tall.
Okay, so a Hummer's like 6 foot tall. Now, I want you to just kind of picture the fact that like his eyebrows up are like over, like the eyes, his eyes hit the top of the Hummer. The top of the Hummer.
Okay, so what are you trying to say?
Do you understand? I'm trying to say like he clears the Hummer by like...
By how much?
Two to 3 inches.
Well, that doesn't make any sense because that would make the man like 6'2" or even 6'3".
I know that.
Wow.
And I know that.
Okay, so it's a tall man.
Tall glass of water, okay? And he stands and he's like, hi! He is so cute. Mm. He's like, hi, are you guys the
Hello.
Choir directors?
Yes.
Yeah, we're both very upset, but we are in our full gowns.
Take my suitcases, please.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, okay, sure. And he's, you know, he's got that security guy, like almost silent type where you're like, he's quiet. He's not going to come out of nowhere. But when he's there, ooh, what a presence. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's got like kind of like this really cute, almost like soft, low voice. You know what I mean? And he picks up our suitcases with such ease. He's very strong. I don't know how to say it other than that. He's got a strong vibe. Mm. And so he puts everything in the car. And then he's like, so we are so excited to have you guys help the kids with the choir.
With the what?
With the choir.
Oh, yeah. No problem.
You okay back there? You have enough room and everything?
Yep. Plenty of room. Just you know, figuring out where to send my emails for the next God knows how long.
Oh, sure. Obviously, with the kids, we don't have emails just because.
I read the bylines.
Oh, good. Wonderful.
I spent some time in juvie myself as a kid.
Really? So did I. Where were you?
You were in juvie. Okay, so we're in the car with a criminal. Great. Driving the car. Yeah.
Well, it was juvie, so.
What did you do?
I stole food for underprivileged kids.
Oh. I stole food from underprivileged kids. As a prank.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
It was. I thought it was.
Yeah. Did the kids laugh?
No. They did when I got arrested and beaten down.
Oh, they beat you too?
No, the cops did. Oh. When they got there.
Oh, no.
Well, the thing is, I stole the food and I just ripped it open and I threw it around.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I was trying to impress someone.
Who?
This kid, his name was Stamp, and he was he's in jail. Damn. He's on death row now for murder. He was all an evil person, but he was cute, let me tell you.
Wow.
And I was young and stupid, you know?
Oh my God, do I? Yeah. I was pretty young and stupid in juvie myself.
It's a shame our paths never crossed. We could have been bumping uglies the whole time.
Yeah. Well, I'm nervous to tell you, kind of, even.
What?
That Stamp is my identical twin.
Your brother. Identical twin brother is on death row for murder? Maybe you just focus on driving. Okay. And I make eye contact with you like, oh, God.
Oh, God. I know. And I'm like, okay, well, I do feel like the odd man out, unfortunately. And I feel like that's weird for me just because I didn't go to juvie, which some would say is the normal path. And so I do feel awkward.
Oh, good. Maybe you should start. That's how you should start talking to these kids. I'm sure that'll make them feel at ease.
Oh, okay. I won't do that with the kids. I just feel a little uncomfortable right now that I'm in a gown, in a cop car, and I don't have any juvie stories because I was, you know, little Miss
Press.
Okay, I wasn't going to say that.
She grew up wealthy.
Also, yeah, I did have money. So.
Her parents owned gasoline.
Yeah, and I had muffs in the winter, if you want to know the how rich I was.
Oh, would you stop talking about muffs all the time? You're so proud.
Why? I love a muff.
You're so proud of a fucking thing that keep your hands warm.
They're gorgeous, and Samantha the girl doll also had a muff.
Samantha was a bitch.
A doll. A what?
She was a bitch. She was rude.
She was rich. She was rich.
She was a bitch. And she was rich.
That's what I'm saying. I was a rich bitch too.
Okay, we're here. Oh my God. Sorry. That was a 4-hour drive.
Felt like 18 hours.
We've been arguing about American Girl dolls for 4 hours.
And the fact that you said Kit is your favorite, I can never look at you the same.
Just Martin. Get out of the damn car. And we get out of the car.
Okay.
And I'm like,
we get out of the car.
What the hell? There's no sun. And then I look and it's not that it's there's no sun. It's that the headmaster of the school has come out, or of the juvie, and he's so tall, he's casting a shadow upon the Hummer.
How tall are we talking here?
Well, if we're using Pythagorean theorem and...
Let's use that.
Dwight's theory of relativity.
Yeah.
Combined with common knowledge of shadow casting, both fore and back, and loop-de-loops. And then if add six.
Add six, yeah.
And then you have to, I think, subtract 12. Because it was it okay. six? I knew it was something like that. So half of 12, six. And then you times it. We're looking at a man that's about 6'2", 6'3".
Oh, he's tall.
So he's a tall man, yeah.
This is a tall man coming out of this juvenile hall, literally welcoming us in his shadow, almost, some would say.
And he says, welcome. What? I didn't realize I was getting a beauty queen. And I say, oh, you're welcome. And he goes, oh, no, I was talking to her. And I said, get my luggage.
Yeah, good for you.
And he says,
and I say, oh, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're so gorgeous.
Okay. Am I the only woman on the facility? I want to know the truth.
No, I'm kidding.
I'm obsessed with the odds for that.
My ex-wife used to work here too. Till she was brutally attacked and ripped apart
by the children. Okay.
I'm kidding. It wasn't by the children. It was by a pack of wolves. So don't be too concerned. But be careful if you go into the woods.
Oh, okay.
But you should. That gown is just pretty.
Well, thank you. I feel very overdressed, obviously, now in this lighting and kind of the vibe.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want to go change, you can go to your quarters.
Okay, cool. That sounds like a plan.
And are we sharing quarters or?
How are the quarters working? Are we doing half a dollar? Are we doing a nickel?
Oh, well, it's a 2-bedroom.
Quarter?
2-bath, like apartment style.
Oh, cute.
I say she doesn't understand the word quarters. She grew up rich.
Yeah. We only had dollars.
So we're both getting 2-bedrooms so we can have guests? Or?
No, you're sharing the.
Oh, okay.
The two bedroom.
Let's go. Okay, this just keeps getting better.
I'll take the bedrooms, I guess.
Okay.
You can take the bathrooms.
Okay, I guess I'll take the kitchen and the living room.
Okay, so we get there. It's cute-ish, but does have like kind of a juvenile hall vibe.
Yeah, but then we do like a scene like in
yes.
To Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar, where they like snap redo. And just remake it really pretty.
Okay, thank God. So it feels like so adorable and cute now and just like happy and a home. And he's like, okay, guys, we want to take you to meet the kids. And we are going to have them compete in nationals that you know is in 2 weeks because we're going to go against our old school.
That's so rude.
Well, yeah, we have to win. The prize is $100,000. So I want you to meet the kids.
The prize is $100,000?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Pretty amazing. I know. So but it is national.
So that could be like 10 grand for the school after we take our cut.
And he's like, we'll talk about the logistics of that sort of later, if that's okay.
I mean, I'd be more comfortable talking about it before kind of have something in writing, but. Yeah.
I hear you. Let's get you in there, shall we?
In where?
To meet the kids.
Oh my God. Okay.
Okay. So we go in and I want to tell you something. It's the kids are hanging off the rafters. Kids are throwing airplanes. Kids are fighting. Okay. Luckily we have the security guy who drove with us, Martin.
He's a police officer.
He's an officer, really. And 2 other guys in the back, just some like, you know, muscle, if you will. And so we come in and I'm like, okay, get them under control.
Yeah, cause do whatever you need. Hit them.
Shh. No, what?
Oh,
okay. Attention. No. Kids, attention.
And then just like in Sister Act, you have to scrape your nails down the chalkboard.
Okay, yeah. Or what if I do the thing before that where I go, I'm not going to talk any louder than this, and this is how loud I'm going to talk.
And then until I you go. Listen.
And then we're both like,
great.
Okay, good, 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 good. Let's get started, shall we?
Let's get started.
Good.
Repeat after me.
Okay.
If you wanna be somebody.
If you wanna be somebody.
If you wanna go somewhere.
If you wanna go somewhere.
You better wake up and pay attention. But hit it correctly.
You better wake up and pay attention.
That was fine.
I don't know this song.
Well, it's from Sister Act 2, Back in the Habit, and it's the song she gets them to sing to see that they can.
Oh, okay. Not Do, Re, Mi, Fa, So, Do. Okay, well, they're doing pretty well, and so am I, thank God. And now the question is, we have 2 weeks to get these kids ready. What songs are we going to pick? We got to pick songs.
We got to do maybe songs where we slow them down. Fast songs slow down always win a thing.
Okay, yeah, or slow songs sped up. And there's this one kid in the front row who looks like really angry and upset and like is not singing. And his name is Drew. Okay. And Drew's like, oh, this is so dumb.
Drew, stop. Okay. Come out of the closet and you'll be much happier. I can see a homo sitting.
Shut up.
You shut up, you little queen. Okay.
Shut up, you little queen.
See, he already has it.
Has what? What?
Talent and attitude.
And attitude. Yeah, I do.
You're really good.
Thank you.
Can you sing me something?
Okay. Let me just see if I can think of something. If I was invisible.
Anything but Clay Aiken would be.
I would just. Okay, I respect that. What about. And I will always love you.
Okay, that wasn't bad, but Whitney Houston is a big song, but.
That was big.
You know, I think it'll be good. Yeah. It'll be good.
Okay.
And so then.
Oh, I just can't wait to be king.
Wow, these kids have a lot more enthusiasm than I thought they would.
Yeah. They've been wanting to sing for a while, I feel like. They just haven't had the right direction.
You know, and that's why we're here.
That's right.
That is why we're here.
And so I say to you, I say, we've got to come up with a theme. There's no theme right now. We need to come up with a theme for this show so that they have like a package. You know what I mean? Are we doing like a Disney theme? Are we doing like a ballad opera theme? Are we doing like pop song theme? Are we doing, what are we doing? Who are we? Who are these kids?
I think we do like a pop mixed with ballads.
Okay, maybe like misunderstood artists, because like these kids are misunderstood.
There we
like
go. Misunderstood.
Those. Okay, misunderstood.
M-I-S-S understood.
Done.
And then, okay, so rehearsal's over for the day and we're walking back. And okay. The headmaster's like, can I steal you for a minute?
Oh, sure.
I guess fuck me then and I go away. I'd be remiss. I know you're only here for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But you're just the most beautiful woman I've ever seen.
I mean, I do feel like you're only saying that because I am the only woman within miles, but thank you.
That's not true. I don't live here. I can.
Oh.
I can. I have Tinder.
Oh, you don't have to show me. Okay. Well, that's a nice profile.
Thank you. I thought the shirtless pic was a little much, but.
It is a little much. I don't think that's my vibe, really.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. but like I get it. Like I get wanting to do that, you know what I mean? Just to kind of like show what you got type mm-hmm. that.
Cool. I just wanted to see if you wanted to go to Applebee's.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I hate to do this, but I'm like I grew up like wearing muffs, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And I just like I like when guys put in the effort. Really any effort, like Applebee's feels real minimal to
okay
me.
Well your options are Applebee's or we can go to the dining hall with the kids.
Those are the two options. You don't cook?
You want to come to my apartment?
Or like you could bring in the food out. I don't want to be murdered, obviously, but
bring the food out of where?
Your home to like a picnic or something.
You want to have a picnic in the outside of the juvenile hall?
Okay, I guess I don't really know how this works. So fine. What do you want to do? Applebee's? That's just a little sad to me.
I mean, maybe we just go about our business then.
Am I asking for too much?
I mean, a little, yeah. It's just that it's a juvenile hall, so there's not a lot of options.
You could be creative.
This is our first date.
I don't care. You said I was the prettiest girl you've ever seen.
Okay, well, I...
Your words,
I do
not
own
mine.
A TV.
Okay, so you... You know what? This all started as a compliment, and now I feel like trash.
You ruined it.
You ruined it.
I want to be very clear. I want to be very clear about what happened here. You could have said yes and we could have had a nice moment at Applebee's.
No way. If I say yes to Applebee's, that is the bar for this relationship.
If you asked me out, if you asked me out and said, I would love to take you to Applebee's, I would say, wow, thank you.
But that just shows your bar is lower than mine is.
Listen, maybe you were born with diamonds and caviar, but we're eating the same shit on a shingle now, aren't we?
What's for dinner? A shingle?
It's chipped beef on toast, and we call it shit on a shingle, so you fucking enjoy.
Listen, okay, I will not apologize for the fact that I would like more than Applebee's.
Don't apologize. Go find
it. I'm not going to. Go what?
Find it.
I will. Well, asshole.
Not every movie has a happy ending.
Doesn't. I get back to the apartment. I'm like, you'll never believe
I this. Heard it. I had the window open.
Oh.
And you're being pushy.
Don't side with him. Applebee's on the first date?
You bragged about your muffs again.
Bitch. Okay.
And you called him bitch like three times.
Listen,
You know, Applebee's? There's no restaurant within a 100-mile radius but Applebee's.
I have a question for you. Have you ever been made to feel special by somebody?
No.
Like really special? What?
No.
Okay. Well, when it happens for you, there's a knock at the door.
When it happens for you also.
Yeah, I can't wait for it to happen for me. But when it happens for you, you'll know why I have the bar I have. Okay.
Do you ever wonder that maybe you hit your peak already?
You knock. Okay. I'm going to get the door because someone's at the door. Okay.
Yeah.
I open the door. It's Martin.
Oh, hey, Marty. Okay?
And Martin's like, hi, could I talk to Pat for a second? And I'm like, yeah, sure. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Hey, Marty.
And I go into my two bedrooms. Okay. And he's like, hey, what are you doing tonight?
Probably just getting crossfaded, falling asleep to some Golden Girls reruns. What about you?
I know this is silly, but I know how you love the movie Sister Act. So
yeah,
I set up like an outside movie drive-in, and I thought we could watch in my car, and I made
I don't have a car.
I have a car.
You want me to borrow your car?
No, I wanted to ask you on a date, and I was going to take you.
Oh.
Because you like the movie. I thought that could be a fun thing for us to do.
Totally. I mean, I've seen it. But yeah, totally.
Or it could be another movie. No.
We're probably not going to watch it anyway. Am I right? I was kidding. I am.
Oh.
I meant because, like, it was just a joke about premarital.
I get it. Anyhow, so do you want to come?
Yeah, I would love to.
Okay. I set everything up and then.
That's so sweet of you. Thank you so much. And I look at you.
Oh. Yeah. And I go, that's what I was trying to tell you. He thought about it.
No, if that guy asked you to a drive-in movie date, you would have called him trash.
No, I wouldn't have if he had told me it was my favorite movie and he had listened.
You never have spoken to him before.
I can't.
No.
Have fun on your date.
You know what you can't do?
That's not at Applebee's.
You can't enjoy a delicious guacamole because you're not at Applebee's.
You're right. I'm going to make fresh guacamole here.
Where?
Because I'm not at Applebee's.
With what?
In the kitchen.
There's no avocado. Stay out of my room. That's my room. Don't touch my stuff.
Okay, Pat, I'll do whatever I want while you're gone.
Good luck. My bed is the countertop.
Okay, well, I'll be sleeping in your bed.
And I put all my clothes in the oven.
Okay, well, I'm burning the house down then.
Well.
Bye, bitch. Also, you don't need an oven to make guacamole.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Okay. And he's like, all right, should we hit it? So you get in his car. He drives to the movie that he set up with a projector, which is so cute and sweet. And he also has like a bunch of popcorn.
He's coming on a little strong, but I'm here for it.
Okay. And he's like, so you like Whoopi Goldberg?
Yeah.
Me too.
Me too.
So when's the last time you were like in a relationship?
What's today?
Tuesday.
So I guess never would be.
What?
I just have high standards and so do other people apparently.
That's great. It's good to have high standards.
Yeah, I guess. It's a lonely existence, but
is it or is it like you value yourself, you know?
It's lonely.
Okay, but it's like a better existence because you value yourself.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. It's good. It's good. Sorry, this is actually my favorite part.
Oh, got it.
Gloria in Chelsea's J.O. I will follow him wherever he may go. Ooh. Isn't an ocean too deep, a mountain so you can kiss me anytime.
Okay, I wasn't sure you were singing. I didn't want to interrupt.
I thought that would turn you on to the point of kissing me.
It did. So then he leans in and gives you a big kiss.
And next thing you know, the van's rocking. And then
he gives you
sitting trying to figure out how to cut an avocado at the apartment.
Okay.
And there's a knock at the door.
Okay. And I'm like, it's not your bedroom. Oh, hi.
And you open the door and there's nobody there, but there's a bunch of pristine food from Applebee's on a tray with a note that says it's really not so bad.
Uh-huh.
That's the gesture.
Okay. And so I open it, I see it, and then I close the door.
Okay.
And I go back to watching a YouTube tutorial on how to cut an avocado. Okay.
And yeah. And he goes, some women really aren't worth it.
Wow. Fine.
He says, well, it's for someone I've known for 5 minutes. This seems to be a lot of effort.
Yeah.
And I thought, I think a date at a chain restaurant is kitschy and cute.
You do?
He does. And so do I.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Take me to a rural Applebee's any day of the week. So you fall asleep hungry. And then the next day...
And skinny. I wake up skinny.
And starving.
Yeah, but really, really flat stomach.
And then we are going to rehearsals. You know, it's like a montage scene.
Yeah.
Going to rehearsals. I'm dating. You're miserable because you... refused his hand.
Because I have standards for myself, absolutely, just like I have standards for my students. And I say, if we're not going to hit the high C, I'll cut the song completely.
And I say, the issue is your standards are financial based.
And I say, no, they're not. They could have been creative, you loser. Only- it's more expensive to go to an Applebee's than it is to cook at home. It just has to do with effort and like what they see about you, I think.
Okay, let's agree to disagree on this one. Looks like you're going to stay single for our trip here.
Gosh, somebody is in a mood and can't even give me a happy ending.
It's not my fault. I'm not rejecting the happy ending.
An Applebee's?
That is my happy ending.
Okay.
Okay, you know what? There's a Taj Mahal that just came into town.
It doesn't have to be a Taj Mahal.
It's filled with gold and it'll lift you to the ceiling and you you're look out the window it. And see Paris from one side and Rome from the other.
You're not getting it.
You're not getting it. You're not bending.
Okay, other than Applebee's, can you bend?
I went to a fucking drive-in at Sister and saw Sister Act, which I've seen 10 times.
I think that's adorable.
Okay, so go see the drive. He didn't set up the drive-in.
Okay, fine. I'll take you to an Applebee's date, too.
Okay, I love Applebee's.
Okay, we're going to Applebee's, and guess what? You can order as many appetizers as you want.
Who's taking me? This is. I'm a little confused because we're playing so many characters. Oh. And they all have the same voices.
Yeah, I get it.
Well, listen, fortunately, tonight is our last night here. It's the competition.
Yeah, thank God. And Drew, our star, is missing.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And we're like, where is he? And they're like, he broke out. And we actually think that he is maybe possibly stealing.
Oh, good for him.
And so they're like, can you guys go and just like, get him and remind him of the competition so that he can go.
Yeah, I mean, there's nowhere to steal from except Applebee's for like 6 miles.
Okay, so they go to Applebee's, which just so happens to be where Pat and Martin are currently having their second date at the Applebee's with onion rings and French fries and whatever else is at Applebee's, nachos, who knows. And
an appetizer sampler platter.
Yeah. And you guys are laughing. And then Drew comes in and grabs the nacho plate from you. And you're like,
Drew, you little bitch.
Give it to me.
No, they're my nachos.
Give it to me, I said.
They're nachos. They're mine.
I'm hungry. Give it to me. I ran 6 miles to get here.
Listen, bitch, you're coming back with us. You're singing the song. I'm not dealing with your gay ass and this bullshit, okay? This is what's happening. You're gay. You're going to have to deal with it. Embrace it. You're going to sing. People are going to be obsessed with you. Life's going to be tough for the next 2 years until you get out of here, okay? But you're going to get out and you're going to be a star and you're going to have some grit to you because you went to juvenile hall. You'll be very popular on the gay circuit.
Promise.
Yeah, I can almost guarantee it, unfortunately. Just stay skinny or they won't like you anymore.
Okay. Can I have a nacho?
What did I just tell you?
Okay, fine. God. Well,
there's an avocado half cut open in my apartment. You can have that.
Okay.
It's already brown. But come back. You have all to right. Sing your solo.
Okay, I'll see you on the tour bus.
Great. See you there.
And then, yeah, so, and then the cop Martin's like, wow, you really de-escalated that pretty quickly. Well done.
Oh, thank you.
I'm really impressed with how you are with kids. Do you want to have kids one day?
Maybe someday.
Yeah, like one day or something.
Yeah, like I just said, maybe someday.
Like someday. Yeah, just
like someday
or something. Yeah. Someday.
I don't know. Though.
Wow. Oh,
I would need to be proposed to first.
Totally. That makes sense. You should really check in that onion ring.
I hope that I hope. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my God. There's a diamond in this onion.
Yeah.
Well, and that is it a diamond?
It's a diamond ish.
It kind of looks like the diamond that Mary got on Selling Sunset, the fake one.
Yeah. It's a little cheaper and it's, you know, a placeholder until I get more money. But the point is, this is a promise diamond.
So you're not proposing?
I am proposing. I promise to get you a real diamond and I want to marry you.
Oh my God. Yes.
I love you.
I love you as well.
Yay.
I feel like...
Let's get you to the competition, huh?
This is like Patrick and David. Patrick does all the sweetest things and David's just like,
I know.
Cool.
Yeah, David's like, wow, thank you. I know, Patrick's the best.
Let's get to the competition, shall we?
Okay, sorry. So we're at the competition and we see the old school.
Ugh.
The old school. Okay, singing, who let the dogs out? And we're like, we came up with that, okay?
And they're like wearing gowns.
Ugh, they're wearing like gorgeous velvet matching gowns that we picked out. And we're like, ugh.
So rude.
Sluts.
I hate
them. Don't even pay attention to them. We're still going to win. And we've got street cred. And that goes a long way in these competitions.
And I look at the little homo. What's his name again?
Drew.
I'm like, okay, Drew, it's up to you.
Yeah.
Get up there and do your thing.
Okay, yeah.
Lying in my bed, I hear the clock tick and think of you caught up in some confusion is nothing new. Flashback, warm nights, almost left behind. Suitcase memories. Time after sometimes you think of me at too far ahead. And then the headmaster whispers, you really did a magical thing. You must be starving.
I am actually pretty hungry.
There's some homemade guac in the back.
You made it?
Yeah.
Thanks.
And then you go to have some and he turns to the person next to him and goes, it's from Applebee's, but don't tell her. I don't know how to make food. Time after time. And uproarious applause.
Roars. Because that's such a classic song anyway.
It is. And
everybody knows that.
We slowed it down.
Which is unbelievable to do.
Which is unbelievable to do. And so then they get up and they say, the winner is, and they say the old school.
Oh.
But Drew runs up on stage and gets the box of money.
Oh, dear.
And we go, oh, God.
Oh, God, Drew.
But as he picks up the box of money, he knocks over the votes. And we see that we actually did win and that they took a bribe from the old school.
Oh my God.
And we go, oh my God.
Oh my God.
And they say, I guess you guys won fair and square.
And the other school loses its singing abilities. They're not allowed to enter the competition.
They have
anymore,
to have their voice boxes cut out.
Which is like so aggressive, but so true. And so we win. And it's like we got the $100,000 for the juvenile correctional facility.
Yeah, plus half that goes to us. And so
plus half that goes to us.
I'm like, oh God, I guess it's over. And then my guy's like, well,
is it?
I proposed. And I'm like,
yeah.
Oh yeah. And he's like, can I show you something? And I say, yes. And we go outside and he's like, I bought that house. And it's like a really cute, perfect house.
Oh, just like Schitt's Creek.
And he's like, they need a teacher. And I say, I guess I'll stay.
Wow.
And then I say, what are you going to do?
And I say, I don't know. I guess I'm going to.
You should stay, says the guy, the headmaster.
Oh, any particular reason or?
I took a cooking class.
God, this one's hard for me.
I took a cooking class.
Okay, what a gesture. Yeah.
To learn how to cook for you. What do you want? I took a cooking class to learn how to cook for you. And you say, I guess this is, maybe you need to look inward to why love isn't working.
Wow. I know for a fact I'm not asking for that much.
What? So me taking a cooking class to take you on a first date isn't enough?
Oh, okay. I mean, you didn't say that part. You just said you took a class.
I took a class honestly, to learn how to cook really for not you. Enough.
Okay, whatever. Right now I'm kind of in between gigs and my conducting partner is going to stay. We didn't even talk about it. So I'll stay for a little bit. I'll see what happens. And that's all I can promise. Okay.
Fine. Okay. And then they go back. It's a year later.
Okay.
And we're at your wedding.
Okay.
And you're holding up your champagne glass and you say, when I met headmaster here,
who I still call him headmaster,
I never thought that I would end up marrying him.
No one did.
But life is a lesson. And today's lesson, sometimes you just settle.
I'm dead.
And then you start laughing and you go, I'm just kidding.
I'm kidding.
This man has, with one cooking class, he found his true passion. And now he owns three of the most famous Michelin star restaurants in the country. And I can finally live life like I want to again. And then you put your hands inside your muffs.
Cute. I accept that. And we also go to the crowd where we see you and Martin. And you're bopping. You're holding a cute little baby boy.
And Drew.
And Drew. Yeah, you've adopted Drew, who's in like an adorable pink suit. And
I say, he's only 11. I thought he was 17.
I know. He looked older.
When I adopted him, I thought it was for 1 year. And then when I saw the papers, I was like, wait, what year were you born?
Wait. Yeah. So it is a longer commitment, but the family's happy.
I guess. And the movie is called? Settling for Less.
is called Stealing.
The Settlers. What?
Stealing Hearts.
What? Stealing Hearts? I don't think that really gives a insight into the film.
Okay, Mr. Critical. Forget it.
What about stealing?
What?
How about just The Steal?
Okay, The Steal. Fine.
It doesn't seem like you're going to watch it again anyway.
I'm never watching this movie again. I'm never watching this movie again. Sound off, okay, on the Facebook group if you think that I should have settled.
Of course they're going to. They always side with you in the Facebook group.
Good. Let them.
And they're going to be like, Jesse's so sweet, of course, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I'll say, Jesse, no, you know what? Because some of these hoes in the Facebook group appreciate a dinner at Applebee's.
That's what I'm saying. So sound off there.
Sound off. Let us know if you think Applebee's is, if Jesse's reaction to Applebee's as a first date is appropriate.
Okay. Yeah. Let me know. See, listen, I could get slammed and that's fine. Am I having a hard time right now in my dating life? Yeah. So maybe that's where I'm coming from.
Not as hard as me. And I still would like to go to Applebee's.
Well, I'm taking you to Applebee's. Who knows what's going to happen to you in LA, Chris? You're going to get there. You're going to just like...
I'm in LA. I don't want to go to Applebee's. They better take me someplace better than Applebee's in LA.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Now you have standards. I understand that. And I agree that you'd want to go somewhere better than Applebee's.
But
good for
only
you.
If there's options.
Good for you, Chris.
Applebee's is appropriate if the only restaurant in the town is Applebee's.
No.
Listen.
But I'm glad you agreed with me in the long run.
I didn't. I hope that's not what you heard.
I think everybody heard it.
Let's move on to our last segment.
Praise to the praises, yeah.
Okay, Jesse, are you ready?
I'm ready.
This review comes from Mama Tia Riley. And she says, I'm a fake middle child. I have a sister who's 12 years older and a twin brother. I am 1 minute older than him. Middle child purgatory. I used to think it was cool until my dad would come home with sneakers for him and nothing for me.
Ugh.
Then, to make up for it, he'd take me for glamour shots where I legit look like I'm imitating Roseanne Barr. I was 10. Same. I am a new listener and I am literally laughing out loud. I usually listen as I'm rocking my one-year-old to sleep and my belly laughs have jolted her awake. It's okay though. She's the youngest and she's spoiled. Thank you for this absolute gem of a podcast.
Aw, well, first of all, welcome.
Welcome, bitch. Mama.
Mama. I love that. Love that for you. Understand your childhood and growing up. Ugh, the sneakers. And honestly, the picturing Roseanne Barr is very funny to me as a child.
When is Roseanne for Halloween a couple of times.
That's iconic.
Even as an adult, once I went as her and my friend went as her best friend, Crystal. That's only in a few episodes.
Obsessed.
But Mama T. Riley, who wrote this review, you're the type of person who walks in a room and you don't see a middle child. You don't see an oldest. Mm-mm. You do see a youngest because you did point it out. But it's important to know yourself. And you know that you give that youngest more attention. And that self-awareness is what we're looking for.
Absolutely. And you treat your middle like a center child, which we love. Treat that child like the center of attention it should be. And your kids are like, oh my God, when you laugh, they eat it up. They're like, Mama is the gift. I don't even need toys, but I would like toys. But they
still want
toys.
Don't get
me wrong. They do want toys, but they still see you as the biggest gift of all.
Yes. And they say, you know what we should get her for her birthday? And they find the picture of you as Roseanne Barr and they frame it. And it's a funny joke.
It's so funny. And everybody laughs except for your youngest and who's a baby and doesn't get it. Unfortunately.
But someday she'll hear the story and she will get it.
She will get it. And good for her because she should.
Guys.
She should.
You're all goddamn icons.
Ugh.
Okay, so join Stuck in the Middle on Facebook. Let us know if you think Applebee's as a first date is romantic or pathetic.
Yeah.
We stand somewhere in the middle.
Right.
I think it's sweet.
And I don't. I just like effort. You know what I'm saying? So sound off there. Write a review because, guys, we love reviews. We need reviews. We are reviews, you know?
Yes. And subscribe. Tell your family. Okay. If you need more, go to patreon.com/middlechildren. And until then, live every day like you're the oldest.
We love you. Bye.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.
When raising a Pacifico beer with friends you just met turns into hitting up their friend's local art show, getting inspired to create something together, and painting your first mural, you found what was waiting for you. Pacifico. Life's waiting. 21 plus only. Discover responsibly. Pacifico Clara Beer. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.